This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Right now, we're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag. Well, the corn market's pretty much unchanged. The wheat market's finding a little bit of a support due to some more unrest in the Ukraine. And the bean market is kind of taking it on the brunt. It's down over 10 cents plus as the weather over Brazil maybe is improving a little bit, at least in the eyes of the trade. They've got some pretty good rains overnight, local amounts 1 to 2.5 inches plus. They're seeing the coverage of areas over an inch were maybe around 20-25%, but you are seeing some pretty good rains. Some of the weather guys would say there's more rains coming down the line, and hence, Mark, you're seeing a little bit of pressure on the beans. Lastly, I do need to make note the crude oil market. It is down hard. It's down over $3, almost $3.50. That is in response to OPEC. OPEC Plus was supposed to have a meeting this weekend. There was a lot of people thinking they were going to cut production even more to drive the prices back up toward 80 plus. That meeting was postponed here about an hour ago. When that announcement came out, the crude market broke because everyone's reading that plain and simple as they cannot have a consensus. Are they or are they not going to cut production, which means they're probably not going to cut production, and hence the crude oil dry being broken hard, and that might spill into the grain market today as well.
Jim, for this weekend schedule, there are no markets tomorrow, closed for Thanksgiving. There is some limited trading on Friday. So does that make you think anything is going to happen one way or the other today as people get ready for this long weekend?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a little bit of positioning in front of it. I think that's probably definitely what's going on with the bean market. This market has been, the beans the last couple weeks have been very volatile as we're trading one weather forecast to the other.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Burwell Livestock Market, Burwell, Nebraska, Friday, November 24th. Special day after Thanksgiving calf and feeder auction. 9 a.m. on the feeders, followed by the calves. Expecting over 1,600 head of feeders and 5,000 plus weaned and fresh calves. That's at the Burwell Livestock Market, Friday, November 24th. Special day after Thanksgiving calf and feeder auction. 9 a.m. on the feeders, followed by the calves. If you got any questions, you can give us a call at the auction market, 308-346-4257, or look us up at burwelllivestock.com.
December corn up 2 even at 472 even. January soybeans down 9.25 at 1368 even. On the Merck, December live cattle down 35 cents at 174.65. January feeder cattle down 92 cents at 227.40. December lean hogs up 25 cents at 68.42. December pork cutout down $1.42 at 79.85, and Class 3 milk up 7 cents at 16.47. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.